PJM, lower load than expected during winter storm, written by Devin Leith Yeshin, and read by an automated voice. While PJM experienced some of its highest peak loads ever during the late January winter storm, it overestimated load. With relatively high load forecasting errors, RTO officials told the operating committee. PJM's Paul Dajewski told the operating committee on February 5 that while operations were strained during the January 24-27 storm, named Fern by the Weather Channel, load did not quite reach the forecasted peaks and the RTO maintained reliability. "We were able to operate through this period reliably. We did have sufficient generation reserves. We were able to serve our loads. We were able to serve our exports," Dajewski said, adding that PJM provided emergency energy sales to neighboring regions. PJM saw an instant peak load of 140,049 megawatts on January 29 at 8:05 a.m. and two new top 10 hourly integrated peaks of 139,046 megawatts on January 29 and 138,479 megawatts the following day. It noted that the data are preliminary. Dajewski said there was a lot of uncertainty with preparing for the storm, owing to the duration of the freezing temperatures, pipeline flexibility, fuel storage generators running into emission limits, load forecast accuracy, and the interplay between when gas resources are committed and when they purchase fuel from pipelines. PJM asked that generators cut short maintenance outages between January 25 and February 2, reducing some transmission constraints. The RTO declared a long-duration extreme event, so fuel-limited resources were required to signal when they have 32 hours or less of fuel inventory, rather than the standard 16-hour notice. The load forecast error was high between January 26 and 29, peaking with an 8% over forecast on January 27. PJM's Joseph Mulhern said temperatures were not quite as low as expected and that it's possible the RTO's modeling did not properly account for building closures. PJM said that it is difficult to predict the number of buildings that will close because of the weather, as the decisions are based on subjective, location-specific factors. Stakeholders expressed surprise that building closures would contribute to load falling gigawatts below the forecast. Mulhern said PJM is exploring the issue further. Transmission constraints and limited ramp capability drove $797.6 million in uplift costs, mostly in balancing operating reserve charges. There were $577.9 million in make-whole costs, $98.2 million in lost opportunity costs, and $121.6 million in day-ahead operating reserve charges assigned. PJM is working on a more detailed breakdown of the make-whole costs for stakeholders. Conservative operations were used to secure advance commitments, which PJM's Brian Chmielewski said contributed to the make-whole costs. Pre-emergency load management was called in the BGE, Dominion, and Pepco zones January 25 for localized transmission constraints and maximum generation. Load management and low voltage alerts were issued for January 27. PJM's Brian Fitzpatrick said gas pipelines performed very well, with only one compressor station failing and 1,500 megawatts of generation interrupted. Winterization efforts on gas production appear to have led to a decrease in reduced output during winter events, with 5% production lost in Appalachia and 9% across the country. Nonetheless, spot prices were some of the highest he has seen, reaching $300 per MM2 on some interfaces. Even with actual load coming in below forecast, Fitzpatrick said there was a lot of concern in the gas market about the duration of the storm, high loads, and potential scarcity. "That inherent fear in the market drove those prices," he said. PJM received Department of Energy waivers under Section 202 of the Federal Power Act to operate 39 units totaling 5.2 gigawatts past environmental permit limits for 1,035 hours. The department also invoked a lesser use 202 provision to make backup generation available, but those units were not dispatched. PJM's Joe Shabbatnai said the day-ahead bid period was extended on January 26 and 27 because of issues running credit checks on market participants. "It took longer for staff to accept bids because of the number of offers exceeding $1,000, triggering the automatic offer verification process." A severe cold snap January 16 to 21 preceded the storm, but it was much easier for the RTO to manage, with no emergency actions taken. "The generation fleet performed well, and no emergency procedures beyond cold weather advisories or alerts were required." Load peaked at 135,121 megawatts on January 21 at 7:40 a.m. with no load management deployed. While all pipelines enforced the restrictions in their tariffs, there was no drop-off in production, and fuel remained available and relatively affordable for dispatch units. No advance commitments were made in preparation.